بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today this is our eighth session reading the sharh of كتاب دروس اللغة العربية لغير الناطقين بها الجزء الأول تعليف Dr. Fahd Abd Rahim. يعني the explanation of the book of lessons in Arabic language for non-Arabic speakers, yani the first volume, book 1, authored by Dr. Fahd Abd Rahim, sharahahu Hussein ibn Ahmed ibn Abdullah Ali Ali al-mudarris bimahad ta'lim al-lughah al-arabiyyah bil-jamiah al-islamiyyah. And this explanation is given by al-ustadh Hussein ibn Ahmed ibn Abdullah Ali Ali, who is a teacher, mudarris, at the Mahad, the Institute for Teaching Arabic Language, Arabic Language Institute at the Islamic University in Medina. So today, this is our eighth session, as I mentioned, and today we'll be taking the next two lessons, yani al-darsu al-rabi'a ashara and al-darsu al-khamisa ashara, the 14th and 15th lessons. Before we turn to the lessons for today, we want to do a quick review of what we covered in the previous session, in session number 7, that is الدرس الثالثة عشرة, the 13th lesson. In that lesson, it was a quite lengthy lesson, and we covered a number of matters, yani close to 10 different points, which we will attempt to review briefly in the beginning of this session. Okay, so from the general topic for lesson number 13 is plurals. And even though it's not mentioned in the sharh of lesson 13, in the original Medina books, we have two matters related to plurals that are of utmost importance, and we mentioned them in the end of the session last week. That is the sound plurals and the broken plurals. So whoever wants the details of this, you have to go back to the original Medina book, to the English key, and to the lesson itself, and you'll see that plurals in Arabic are two types: the sound plural, which is divided into two divisions, the masculine sound plural, jam, al-mudhakkar as-salim, and the feminine sound plural, jam, al-mu'annath as-salim. And these plurals are formed by adding something to the end of the word without the word being broken up in any way. So you have Muslim, it became plural by adding waw and noon, muslimuna, or kafir, kafiruna. For the feminine sound plural, the same thing, the ending of the word, you just remove the ta marbuta and extend the fatha waw. So muslima became muslimatun. Instead of it ending with ta marbuta, the sound feminine plural ends with ta maftuha. The other matter that we took that is not in the sharh, that we didn't see in the sharh, is the broken plurals, jam al-taksir, and the broken plurals have many awzan, yani many wazans or patterns. 8 of them are covered in lesson 13, and it means that, yani in order to formulate the broken plural, you have to follow the pattern by adding something to the beginning or the middle or the end, or in more than one place, and perhaps changing the voweling of the letters, of the root letters, and so on. Okay, so that is not covered in the sharh, but we alluded to it from the English key last week. The other matters that we covered in this lesson also related to plurals are the asma al-ishara, plural asma al-ishara, yani ha'ula and ulaika, personal and possessive pronouns, third person, masculine, personal and possessive pronouns, that's the word hum, ha, dhamma, mim, with sukoon, and its feminine counterpart, third person, feminine, personal and possessive plurals, hunna. We also looked at idhafatul asma ila al-ism al-zahir wal-dhamir, yani, and we also, and the final thing we looked at was the pronoun, the third person masculine pronoun, waw al-jama'ah, masculine plural, waw al-jama'ah, and the third person feminine plural noon and niswa, and then there were some charts at the end of the lesson that we also went over. Okay, so just quickly, we're going to look at these matters. Okay, I'm going to join some of them together because they're related directly to one another. So the first thing that they covered on page 19 is ha'ulai. They said ha'ulai, it is ismu isharatin lil jam'i al qaribi al aqili al mudhakkari wal mu'annathi. Yani, ha'ulai is ismu isharatin, a demonstrative pronoun, lil jam'i for plurals, al qarib, that which is near, as opposed to the other word that we had as counterpart, ulaika, which is for al ba'id, that which is far. Again, ismu isharatin, demonstrative pronoun, lil jam'i al qaribi, yani for the plural and for that which is near. Al aqili, only used for aqil, humans, al mudhakkari, والمؤنثي, used for both masculine and feminine. Okay, we also had on page 21 the counterpart of ha'ulai. Yani, ha'ulai is used for qarib. So we had also the ism ishara used for ba'id. On the bottom of page 21, it says, ula'ika, ismu isharatin lil-jam'i al-ba'id. Okay, this one is for ba'id. Ha'ulai is for qarib. Al-aqili, for the humans. Al-mudhakkari, والمؤنثي, for masculine and feminine. So both of them are for masculine and feminine. Both of them are only for human beings, aqil. But, and both of them are demonstrative pronouns for plural. But ha'ulai is for qarib, that which is near, pointing to that which is near. And ulaika is for ba'id, pointing to that which is far. Okay, the next thing that we had on the first page, 19, we had hum, and its counterpart follows on the top of page 21. So on page 19 and on page 21, we have the two third person plural, personal and possessive pronouns. Yani hum, they said hum is damiru jama'i al-ghaibi al-mudhakkari al-aqili. Again, damiru jama'i, yani the pronoun that's used for plural. Al-ghaibi, third person. Al-mudhakkari, masculine. Al-aqili, for humans. Rational beings, intelligent beings. So this is the third person, masculine, plural. Third person, masculine, plural. On the top of page 21, we have hunna, which is basically the same except that it's feminine. Yani they said hunna is damiru jama'i al-ghaibi al-mu'annathi al-aqili. Pronoun, yani damiru, pronoun. Jam, yani, meaning plural. Al-ghaib, third person. Al-mu'annath, feminine. Al-aqil, used for rational or intelligent beings, humans. So this is the third person, feminine, plural. Okay? The next thing that we had from the first page, 19. Okay, so hum and hunna are both third person, plural. Personal and possessive pronouns. Meaning they're used for personal pronouns. You can say hum al-muslimuna or hunna al-muslimat. And you can use them for possessive pronouns. Kitabuhum, their book, showing that it's possessed by them. And kitabuhunna, their book, plural, third person, plural, feminine, showing possession. So they both use for personal pronouns and for as possessive pronouns. The next thing that we had on the bottom of page 19 is idafatul asma ila al ismi al zahiri wa dhamir. What is ism al zahir? Yani, like Muhammad wa and Hamid, like proper nouns as well as asdiqa'u, at-tullabu, common nouns. Yani, meaning a clear noun is other than a pronoun. Not a pronoun, a clear noun. Whether it's proper nouns, like the names of people, or common nouns that are common to everybody, friends, teachers, students, and so on. The damir, as we know, includes both the munfasil, separate pronouns like huwa, hiya, and hum, and the connected pronouns, muttasil, like ka and ki, and ya al-mutakallim. And they gave us examples of both of these. The next thing that we had on page 20, in the middle of the page, waw al-jama'ati, and its counterpart is on the following page 21, middle of the page, noon and niswati. Both of these are pronouns that are connected to verbs, and both of them are third-person plurals. Waw al-jama'ah is the masculine, third-person masculine plural, and noon and niswa is the third-person feminine plural. So they said concerning waw al-jama'ah, on the middle of page 20, waw al-jama'ati, damirun lil-mudhakkar, al-aqil, يتصل بالفعل وهو الفاعل. واو الجماعة is ضمير a pronoun للمذكر. Okay, as opposed to when we see نون النسوة we see for مؤنث. ضمير للمذكر. Pronoun that's for مذكر. العاقل humans not for يعني inanimate things. يتصل بالفعل يعني it's a pronoun that's connected to the verb. وهو الفاعل. And this pronoun that's connected to the verb is the فاعل, meaning it's the subject, the doer of the action of the verb. Then we see on the following page its counterpart, يعني, not on the following page, but on page 21. Yeah, that's the following page, page 21. We see in the middle of the page, نون النسوتي. It's also ضمير, but here, للمؤنثي. It's a pronoun for the مؤنث, العاقل for humans, rational beings, يتصل بالفعل, connected to the verb, وهو الفاعل. So we see that واو الجماعة and نون النسوة are both sharing يعني description of being ضمير. They're both pronouns. واو الجماعة is للمذكر masculine and نون النسوة is للمؤنث feminine. Both of them are عاقل for human beings only and both of them يتصل بالفعل connected to the verb and both of them are the فاعل. نون النسوة is the فاعل that represents the third person feminine plural and it's also used in the second person feminine plural, but here they use it only for the in the third person form. Yani in the past tense verb, it's only used in, here in this form. And then wa'al jama'a is also it's used for third person masculine plural, as in ذهبوا ذهبوا. Okay, so after that, the other thing that they mentioned here on page 21 was ta'anith. Yani just above noon and this, so we see ta'anith. And it says here concerning ta التأنيث that it is حرف ساكن يعني a particle that has sukun, doesn't have a vowel. يتصل بالفعل and it's connected to the verb as well, but it's not a فاعل. It's connected to the verb, but it's not a فاعل. It says يدل على أن الفاعل مؤنث يعني it indicates or points to the fact that the فاعل of this verb that ends with ta التأنيث, the ta with sukun on the end of a past tense verb, it indicates that the فاعل of that verb is feminine. It's not the فاعل, but it indicates that the فاعل is feminine. It distinguishes it from the third person masculine singular, like ذهب ذهبت. It tells you that it is that the فاعل is feminine. Then the other thing that they had in this lesson were the charts. Yani on the last page 22, we're not going to go through the charts in detail, but the summary of the chart is that the first chart on the top of the page 22 is Asma al-Ishara lil-Qarib, yani the demonstrative pronouns for things which are near. And the second chart is Asma al-Ishara lil-Ba'id, the demonstrative pronouns for things which are far. In the first chart, they gave us the demonstrative pronouns for things which are Qarib, and they gave us both the masculine and the feminine, the singular and the plural. So the masculine singular is هذا that we had in lesson 1, and the feminine singular is هذه that we had in lesson 6. And the plural for both of them is أولئك, these. The next chart gave us أسماء الإشارة للبعيد, the demonstrative pronouns for things which are far, and again they gave us the singular and the plural, the masculine and the feminine. So the singular masculine is ذلك, which means that or that is, we had that in lesson 2, and the feminine singular for things which are far is tilka. We had that in lesson 7. The plural for both of them is ulaika, and we had that in lesson 13. Yani the plural asma al-ishara ha'ulai for things which are qarib and ulaika for things which are ba'id. Both of them we had in lesson 13. The last thing that they gave us in this lesson was asma al-mawsula. That's the third and final chart on page 22. Asma al-mawsula, relative pronouns. And here they gave us only the singular relative pronouns, the masculine singular, which is الذي, which means who or that which. And they gave us the feminine singular, التي, which also means who or that which. And this is the brief summary of what we covered in the previous session, session number 7, the lengthy lesson, lesson 13. Okay, now we go to the lessons for today. The first of them being... On page 23. So on page 23 we have at the top of the page, Ad-Darsu Ar-Rabi'a Ashara. Ad-Darsu Ar-Rabi'a Ashara, the 14th lesson. And this lesson is a little bit lengthy, but it's basically really, for the most part, it's a summary of what we covered previously concerning pronouns, okay? So, it gives us some of the previous pronouns that we had in addition to two new pronouns that we're going to look at first. At the top of the lesson, الدرس الرابع عشرة, it says, إضافة الأسماء إلى ضميري المخاطبين والمتكلمين. يعني إضافة, connecting an إضافة, two nouns, connecting in idafa to nouns, connecting them to two pronouns. Dhamir-ay, yani, is the dual for dhamir. Yani, originally its form is dhamirayni or dhamirani. That's a dual. But when you put it in idafa to the following word, al-mukhatibin, it loses its noon. So, dhamirayni became dhamir-ay al-mukhatabina. Al-mukhatabina. Wal-mutakallimina. So, what is intended here is connecting these two pronouns, al-mukhatabina, the second person, masculine plural, and al-mutakallimina, the first person plural, which is used for masculine and feminine, connecting these two pronouns, connecting them to a noun. So they're going to show us idafa, yani, of these two pronouns to a noun. So let's look at what we have here. First thing, before we read from the book, I just want to mention that these pronouns that they're talking about here, right here at this point, are going to be connected pronouns. Dhamair al-muttasila, the connected pronouns. And they're also, yani, pronouns that are going to be connected to a noun in idhafa. So they're going to be the mudhaf ilayhi, the second part of an idhafa construction, which means that they're going to be in the place where they should be majrur. So we'll say, since all pronouns are mabniyun, fixed, we say, yani, as the mudhaf ilayhi, we say it's mabniyun, fixed, fi mahalli jar, in the place where it should be majrur, because, yani, it's the mudhaf ilayhi. So, mudhaf ilayhi, mabniyun fi mahalli jar, means that is the second part of the idafa construction. It's a pronoun, so it's fixed, and it's in the place where it should be majrur, because the mudhaf ilayhi, its ruling is that, in Arab, that it's majrur. So, these are pronouns of jar, yani dhamair al-jar, because they are what? Mudhaf ilayhi, yani in the place where they should be majrur. These are connected pronouns. We're going to also see the separate pronouns in this lesson, ad-dhamair al-munfasila. Munfasila means that they are separate, not connected, as opposed to these which are dhamair al-muttasila, yani the connected. Okay, so this terminology, let's look at the terminology and how they use it in this lesson. On this first page, yani related to connecting nouns to pronouns. And the pronouns are going to be the second part of the idafa construction, the mudhaf ilayhi, mabniyun, in the place where it should be majrur. Okay, again, to the top of the lesson, ad-dars al-rabi ashra, idafatu al-asma'i ila dhamirai al-mukhatabina wal-mutakallimina. Connecting nouns in idafa to the two pronouns. Al-mukhatabina, second person, masculine, plural. This is a plural. Mukhatab is second person, but mukhatabina means plural. Mutakallam means first person. Mutakallimina means plural. So, the first line under the title says, Al-idafatu ila damiri al-mukhatabina. Yani, connecting an idafa to the damir of the second person, masculine, plural. That is kum. So they give us some examples here. The first example, Allahu Rabbukum. Allah is your Rabb. Yani creator, nourisher, the one who governs all of our affairs, who has control of our affairs. Our Rabb. Allahu Rabbukum. Allah is your Rabb. So here we see that kum, yani the second person masculine plural pronoun, is being connected in idafa to Rabb. Being connected to a noun. إضافة الأسماء إلى الضمير المخاطبين والمتكلمين. Meaning that these two pronouns, second person masculine plural and first person plural, are going to be connected in إضافة to clear nouns. So here we have the first example. الله ربكم. Rabb is the مضاف, and كم is the مضاف إليه, which means that it's because it's mabniun, it's in the place where it should be, majrua. The second example, an-nabiyyu Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallama nabiyyukum. Yani the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallama is nabiyyukum. Again, we have the second person masculine plural pronoun kum here being used as the mudhaf ilayhi to the clear noun nabiyyu. Nabiyyu is the mudhaf, first part of the construct phrase, and kum, yani the pronoun, is the mudhaf ilayhi. Therefore, it is in the position, in the place where it should be majrur. Yani fi mahalli jar. Mabniyun fi mahalli jar. Next example. Al-Islamu deenukum. Al-Islam is your deen. Again, the pronoun, yani the pronoun, dhamir mukhatibina, is the mudhaf ilayhi connected to the noun deen. Al-Islamu deenukum. Deen is the mudhaf, kum is the mudhaf ilayhi. Next example. Ma lugatukum. What is your language? And again, luga is the mudhaf, kum is the mudhaf ilayhi. Next example. Aina mudarrisukum. Where is your mudarris? Where is your teacher? Mudarrisu is the mudhaf, kum is the mudhaf ilayhi. And the last example they gave here for the second person masculine plural pronoun is baytukum. Baytukum jamilun. Your house is beautiful. And in this sentence, bayt is the mudhaf and the pronoun kum, the dhamir kum, is mudhaf ilayhi. We say in i'rab that the mudhaf ilayhi here, because it's a pronoun, we say it's mabniyun. We say it's mudhaf ilayhi mabniyun, fixed. Yani its ending doesn't change because of its position of i'rab. It's mabniyun fi mahalli al-jar, in the place where it should be majrur, yani genitive. Going down to the next line, we have now the idhafa of the second pronoun, that is the mutakallimin, yani the first person plural pronoun used for both masculine and feminine. First person plural pronoun being connected in idhafa. It is the second, it's going to be the second part of the idhafa construction. Therefore, we're going to say it's mudhafun ilayhi mabniyun, because it's a pronoun, mabniyun fi mahalli jar, in the place where it should be majrur. It says al-idafatu ila damiri al-mutakallimina, connecting an idafa to the pronoun al-mutakallimina. Which pronoun is that? First person plural, used for both masculine and feminine. First example, Allahu Rabbuna. Allah is our Rabb. Rabb is the mudhaf, the pronoun, the mutakallimin pronoun, na is the mudhaf ilayhi mabniyun. Yani we don't say it's marfu'un or mansub or majrur, we say it's mabniyun in the place where it should be majrur, fi mahalli jar. Why is it in the place where it should be majrur? Because it's the mudhaf ilayhi, and the mudhaf ilayhi is majrur. But here we don't say it's majrur because it's a pronoun, pronouns are yani mabniyun. Second, next example. An-Nabiyyu Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallama nabiyyuna. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our Nabi, our Prophet. Nabiyyuna. Nabi is the mudhaf and the pronoun na, mutakallimin pronoun, is mudhaf ilayhi. Next example. Al-Islamu deenuna. Al-Islam is our deen, our way of life. Deen is the mudhaf, and the damir al-mutakallimin is mudhaf ilayhi, yani mabniyun fi mahalli jar. Al-lughatu al-arabiyyatu lughatuna. The Arabic language is our language. Al-lughatu is the first part of the construct phrase, the mudhaf, and the pronoun damir al-mutakallimin is mudhafun ilayhi mabniyun fi mahalli jar. Aina mudarrisuna. Where is our teacher? Mudarris is the mudhaf, and the dhamir al-mutakallimin, the first person plural pronoun, is the mudhaf ilayhi. Last example, baytuna jamilun. Our house is beautiful. Bayt is the mudhaf, and the dhamir al-mutakallimin is mudhafun ilayhi. And then they show us here two examples, rabbukum and rabbuna, examples of the second person masculine plural pronoun, kum, and examples of the first person plural pronoun yani na, both of them being connected to a clear noun in idhafa. And they explained to us that rabbukum, the rub, the first part of the construct phrase rub is the mudaf, and kum, the pronoun here kum, is the mudafun ilayhi. The second example, rabbuna, rabbu is the mudaf, and na is the mudaf ilayhi. And the mudaf ilayhi, and because it's a pronoun, we don't say it's mudaf ilayhi majrur, we say it's mudaf ilayhi mabniyun, in the place where it should be majrur, fi mahalli jar. Okay, after this, as we go down after those two examples, we go now to the unconnected pronouns. Unconnected. The previous two pronouns that we looked at, kum and na, are yani from the damair al-muttasila, connected pronouns. They're connected to another word. Now we're going to look at the first person plural and second person masculine plural, but here the unconnected pronouns. Unconnected pronouns for the same, yani first person plural and second person masculine plural. So these are known as al-damair al-munfasila. Yani munfasila means they are not connected. They are used separately. In this case, these are not damir al-jar. These are not pronouns in the place where they should be majrur. Rather, these are pronouns that are coming here in these sentences as the mubtada. So they are in the place where they should be marfu'un. So we say they are mabniyun, fixed, fi mahalli ar-raf, in the place where they should be marfu'un. And because the mubtada is always marfu'un. Mubtada and khabar are both marfu'un. So these pronouns are being used here as a mubtada. So they are yani dama'ir ar-raf, pronouns that are used in the place where they should be marfu'un. The first line says, damiru al-jam'i lil-mutakallimi. The pronoun for plural and for the first person. So this is first person, plural pronoun. Unconnected, yani munfasil. Nahnu, okay? Examples, nahnu, yani this is the first person plural used for masculine and feminine. Here it's coming as a mubtada, so it's a pronoun of raf, pronoun of the pronouns, yani, that are in the position where they should be marfu'un. Nahnu muslimuna. We are Muslims. Again, nahnu is the mubtada, muslimun is the khabar. Nahnu muhandisuna. We are engineers. The next example, nahnu hafadatu al-mudiri. We are the grandchildren of the principal. Okay? So nahnu is the unconnected pronoun as opposed to what we had in the first part of the lesson, na, noon, fatta, alif, yani damir al-mutakallim. Both of these are damirs for the first person, plural, but yani the noon, fatta, alif is the connected pronoun that's used in idhafa, yani connected to a noun, and this nahnu is the unconnected pronoun that's used as a mubtada in this sentence. Okay, the second one is damiru al-jam'i lil-mukhatabi. The pronoun that's plural for the mukhatab, second person. Second person, masculine plural, antum. Antum. This corresponds with the connected pronoun, yani in idhafa, kum, rabbukum, the lord of you all, you all's lord, your lord. And here we have antum, this is also you all, yani second person, masculine plural, antum. Examples? Antum muslimuna. You all are Muslims. Here antum is the mubtada, so it's in the place where it should be marfu'un. And muslimuna is the khabar, and it's marfu'un. The sign that it's marfu'un is wow, because it's a jam, mudhakkar salam, secondary sign. Next example, antum muhandisuna. You all are engineers. And the last example, antum hafadatul mudir. Are you all the grand children of the principal? Again, these nahnu and antum are separate pronouns, unconnected pronouns, munfasila. And they are also pronouns of raf, because they are in the position where they should be marfu'un. We say that they are mabniyun fi mahalli raf. Okay, now we go down to the next line, which says amthilatun, examples. So we're going to see examples of the muttasila pronouns connected, and examples of the munfasila pronouns unconnected. Okay, so let's look at the first line, which gives us the muttasila examples. Fi ayyi shari'in baytukum. In which street is you all's house? Okay, this is kum. It's the connected pronoun. It's the second person masculine plural. Fi ayyi shari'in baytukum. In which street is you all's house, or the house of you all? Baytuna fi shari'i alladhi amam al-mahkamati. Baytuna, our house. Again, here the na. Here is the first person plural pronoun, but connected pronoun. Baytuna fi shari'i alladhi amam al-mahkamati. Our house is in the street, alladhi, which is in front of the mahkama, the courthouse. Next line shows us the unconnected pronouns, الدمائر المنفصلة, the second person masculine plural and the first person plural. أأنتم, corresponding to كم as a possessive pronoun. Here's a personal pronoun. أأنتم مدرسون, are you all teachers? لا, نحن أطباء. No, we are doctors. أطباء is the plural of طبيب, and there's a printing mistake here in the word أطباء. The طاء has a shadda, should not have a shadda, it should just have a kasra. At-tibba, the shadda should only be on the ba, not on the ta as well, just the ba. At-tibba, plural of tabib. Okay, the next line, or the next two lines, show us munfasila, yani pronouns. The ma'ad al-munfasila, separate pronouns. For the first person plural, as well as for the first person singular. Yani, so here they're comparing the singular, first person singular, separate pronoun with the first person plural separate pronoun. And then in the next line they give us the second person singular pronoun and followed by the plural pronoun, and they give us both masculine and feminine. So they give us all the separate pronouns for second person here, masculine and feminine, singular and plural. In the first line they give us first person singular and first person plural separate pronouns. Let's read the examples that they gave us here. Next to the last line, ana mudarrisun. Here this ana is the first person singular, yani mutakallim pronoun, separate pronoun. Ana mudarrisun, I am a teacher. Nahnu mudarrisuna, we are teachers. So here we have the same thing, first person, but this time plural pronoun. And we will see here that here this nahnu is used for both masculine and feminine. In this example, it's used with a masculine pronoun, nahnu mudarrisuna. We'll see shortly that it can also be used with a feminine pronoun. Both the singular and the plural, ana and nahnu, can be used with masculine as well as feminine. Going across, ana mudarrisatun. Here we see that ana is also used with the feminine, can be used for both masculine and feminine. Ana mudarrisatun, I am a female teacher. Nahnu mudarrisatun, we are female teachers. So both ana and nahnu can be used both with masculine and feminine. They are the first person separate, yani munfasila pronoun. The last line, anta tabibun. Here we see the second person, masculine singular. Anta tabibun, you are a doctor. Followed by the second person, masculine plural, antum. Atibba'u, with shadda on the ba. Atibba'u. Going across, we see anti tabibatun. You are a female doctor. This is the second person feminine singular, followed by the second person feminine plural. Antunna tabibatun. Antunna tabibatun. So here on this page, we've seen both the separate pronouns as well as the connected pronouns. This lesson is mainly concentrating on the second person masculine plural and the first person plural, yani pronouns, connected pronouns, and then they also show us the unconnected pronouns. Even though in this lesson they're going to also show us an example of the second person, an example from the second person feminine plural connected to verbs. But actually, the second person feminine plural originally came in lesson 15, not in 14. Yani, the masculine plurals came in 14 and the feminine plurals came in 15. Okay, let's go to the next page, page 24. At the top of the page, we have the word ay, yani hamza with fatha followed by ya with shadda. Yani in the book, it's written with a dhamma because nouns are generally originally in the marfu'un case until they are used in a sentence, then they might be changed to majrur or mansub. But this particular word, ayu, yani, it can be marfu'un with dhamma, it can be majrur with kasra, it can be mansub with fatha, depending on its position in the sentence. So here they show us ayu. It says ismu istifhamin, yani it's a noun that's used to ask a question. Ism istifham, interrogative noun. Lil'akili, for humans. وغير العاكلي, and for non-humans. Yani ayu can be used with intelligent beings and non-intelligent beings, and we'll see examples of both of them in what follows. Well, ismu, and this is the rule concerning ayu. Yani it's an interrogative pronoun used to ask a question. It's used for akil and ghayr akil, but the rule concerning it is wal ismu alladhi ba'dahu mudhafun ilayhi. Wal ismu alladhi ba'dahu mudhafun ilayhi, and the noun which ba'dahu comes after it is mudhafun ilayhi. It's going to be mudhafun ilayhi. That means that ayu is always used in idhafa. It's always going to be the first part of an idhafa, and the word that follows it, al ism alladhi ba'dahu, is always going to be mudhafun ilayhi. So ayu, which can be ayya or ayyi as well, depending on its position in the sentence, what is consistent with it is that it's always going to be the mudhaf, and the word that follows it is always going to be mudhafun ilayhi, and therefore it's going to be in the genitive case, yani majrur. Now let's look at some examples for ayyi, yani first for akil and then for ghayru akil. For akil, ayyu with dhamma, at-tullabi mudhafun ilayhi majrur with kasra, kharaja, ayyu at-tullabi kharaja, which of the students went out. Second example. So what we want to note here is that ayu is the mudhaf and at-tulab is mudhaf ilayhi, and therefore it's majrur. The sign that it's majrur is the primary sign, that is kasra. The next example. Ayyukum dhahaba ila al-mustashfa. Which of you all went to the hospital? Here we see ayu again is the mudhaf, except that the mudhaf ilayhi here is a connected pronoun, as opposed to in the first example, ayu at-tulab, the mudhaf ilayhi is a clear noun, ism zahir. Here it's a dhamir, a pronoun. But the same rule applies. The word that follows ayu, here it's connected to it in idhafa. It's connected because it's a connected pronoun, muttasil. Ayyukum, yani ayu is the mudhaf and kum is the mudhaf ilayhi. But because it's a pronoun, we don't say it's majrur, we don't say mudhaf ilayhi majrur, we say it's mudhaf ilayhi mabniyun, fixed, fi mahalli jar, in the place where it should be majrur. Ayyukum dhahaba ila al-mustashfa, which of you all went to the hospital? Those are examples of ayyu being used with akil. Ayyu at-tullab and ayyukum, that's for human beings. Now let's see examples for ghayru akil. Ayyu kulliyatin hadhihi, which college is this, or which faculty in the university is this? Ayyu kulliyatin. Again, what we want to say here is that ayyu is the mudhaf and kulliyatin is mudhaf ilayhi majrur. The sign that is majrur is kasra. Which college is this? Next one, next example. Ayyu shahrin hadha, which month is this? Again, ayyu is the mudhaf, shahrin is mudhaf ilayhi majrur, the sign that is majrur is kasra. The next example. Fi ayyi madrasatin anta, in which school are you? Yani which school do you go to? Fi ayyi madrasatin anta, in which school are you? Again, ayyu is the mudhaf, madrasatin is mudhaf ilayhi majrur, sign that is majrur is kasra. The next example. Min ayyi baladin anta, min ayyi baladin anta? From which country are you? What country are you from? Again here, ayu is the mudaf, baladin is mudaf ilayhi majrur, sign that it's majrur is kasra. What I want to know with these first four examples on this, examples of ghayr aql, is that notice that the mudaf ilayhi in each of these cases is not a human being. Ayu kulliyatin, college. Ayu shahrin, month. Ayu madrasatin, school. Ayu baladin, country. So these are examples of the mudaf ilayhi to ayu being for ghayru aqil. Also, we want to note here is that in the first two examples, ayu had dhamma, and in the second two examples, because they are followed by a preposition, they have kasra. Fi ayyi madrasatin anta. Min ayyi baladin anta. Okay, now let's look at more examples. This next set of row of examples will show ayu being marfu'un with dhamma, and the last row shows ayu or ayyi being majrur with kasra because of the following a preposition. Let's look at the next line of examples. Ayu yawmin hadha. Which day is this? Ayu is the mudaf, yawmin is mudaf ilayhi majrur, sign that it's majrur is kasra. هذا يوم السبت. This is the day of Sabt, yani Saturday. هذا يوم السبت. Here, يوم is يعني the خبر مرفوع and سبت is مضاف إليه مجرور. Going across, أي كلية هذه. Which college is this? أي is the مضاف, كلية is مضاف إليه مجرور. هذه كلية الشريعة. This is the college of Sharia. Yani kulliyatun, kulliyatu is the yani khabar and yani marfu'un with dhamma and shariyatun mudawfin ilayhi majrur. Okay, so these are examples of ayu being marfu'un with dhamma. The last line we see a being majrur with kasra, fi because of following a preposition, fi ayyi ma'hadin anta, in which institute are you, yani studying. Ana fi ma'hadi al-lughatil arabiyyati. I am in the Institute of Arabic Language. Min ayyi baladin anta, from which land are you, from which country are you? Yani ayyu here being following a preposition, so it is majrur with kasra, but it's the mudaf, and baladin is mudaf ilayhi majrur, sign that it's majrur, yani alamatu jarrihi kasra. في أي بلد أنت? In which country are you? أنا, or are you from? أنا من الجزائر. From which country are you? I am from الجزائر. أنا من الجزائر. Alright, this is the end of the word A. What we want to summarize concerning A is that, يعني, it is used always in إضافة, so that the word following it is going to be مضاف إليه. يعني, they said at the first line under the title A, Ayu ismu istifham. It's an interrogative noun used for asking questions. Lil aqili wa ghayr aqili. Used for, yani asking about humans and non-humans. Wal ismu alladhi ba'dahu mudawfun ilayhi. And the noun which follows it is always going to be connected to it in idhafa, mudawfun ilayhi. And therefore it's going to be majrur in the genitive case. Let's go on to the next point of this lesson. Second half of page 24. And we're still in lesson 14, page 24, second half of the page. Damiru al-mukhatabi al-muttasili bil-fi'li. The pronoun of mukhatab, yani second person, the one who's being spoken to, addressed. Damiru al-mukhatabi. The second person pronoun, al-muttasili bil-fi'li. That is connected, muttasil, connected to the verb. We saw connected pronouns before, like kum, right? And na, we saw it in the beginning of this lesson, but those are connected to nouns. Here we see that pronouns can also be connected to a verb, in which case that pronoun, when it's connected to the verb, it's going to be the fa'il of that verb. Okay, it's going to be the fa'il. Instead of mudawf ilayhi, it's going to be showing possession, it's going to be the fa'il. Damiri al-mukhatabi المتصلي بالفعل. The second person pronoun when it's connected to a verb. Here they're going to show a second person pronouns, both masculine and feminine. both singular and plural. So we're going to see the second person masculine, singular, masculine, plural, feminine, singular, and feminine, plural pronouns, how they look when they're connected to verbs. First line, al-mufradu al-mudhakkaru, meaning the masculine singular. We're talking about second person, right? Mukhatab. So we know that it's going to be second person. Al-mufrad means singular. Al-mudhakkara means masculine. So this is the second person masculine singular pronoun connected to the verb. Al-muttasili bil-fi'li. Dhahabta. Yani the ta at the end of this verb is the pronoun. The damir al-mukhatab. Al-mufrad al-mudhakkara. Yani the second person masculine singular pronoun when it's connected to a verb. It's ta. The letter ta with fatta. Dhahabta. Yani, you went. Second person masculine singular. Kharajta. You went out. Second person masculine singular. Now we're looking at second person feminine singular. Going across. Al-mufradu al-mu'annathu. The singular feminine. Yani, second person feminine singular pronoun. Dhahabti. You went. Meaning speaking to an individual female. Singular, feminine, singular, second person. You went away, for example. Kharajti, you went out. Second person, feminine, singular. Now let's look at the plurals. All we're doing is second person pronouns connected to verbs. And now we want to look at the second person plural. Masculine plural and feminine plural. First, the second person masculine plural. Al-jam'u al-mudhakkar. The masculine plural for second person. Dhahabtum. Dhahabtum. You all went away. Kharajtum. You all went out. Going across, we're looking at the second person feminine plurals. Feminine plurals. Al-jam'u al-mu'annathu. The plural that is feminine. Second person feminine plural. Dhahabtun. You all went. Kharajtun. You all went out. Okay, so those are the second person masculine and feminine singular and plural pronouns that when they are muttasil bil fi'l, connected to the verb. Yani ta and ti for the singulars and tum and tunna for the plurals. And I think at some point in this lesson they're probably going to show us that the meme in dhahabtum is the sign of masculine plurality, as well as the noon in the habtunna is the sign of feminine plurality. On the next page we'll see that. But before we get to that, let's look at examples of separate pronouns. Second person, separate pronouns. Second person masculine singular, second person feminine singular, second person masculine plural, and second person feminine plural. So again, we are seeing all second person pronouns, the mir al mukhatab, but we're seeing the masculine and the feminine, the singular and the plural. Okay, so we're on the third line of the mir al mukhatab al muttasil bil fi'l. Anta dhahabta ila al mahdi. Anta dhahabta. Here we see the separate pronoun being used with the pronoun connected to the verb. Anta dhahabta ila al-mahadi. You went to the institute. Next example, aina dhahabta. Where did you go? That's third example, limadha kharajta. Why did you go out? These are all examples of the second person masculine singular ta. Next line, anti dhahabti ila al-mahadi. Yani you, speaking to an individual, single female. Dhahabti. The T here is for second person, feminine, singular, as opposed to the ta for second person, masculine, singular. Anti dhahabti. You went ila al-mahadi, to the institute. Aina dhahabti. Where did you go? Limadha kharajti. Why did you go out? Now we're going to look at the plurals. Both masculine and feminine. Second person plurals. Antum dhahabtum. You all went ila al-mahadi, to the institute. Aina dhahabtum. Where did you all go? لِمَاذَا خَرَجْتُمْ? Why did you all go out? Last line, second person, feminine plurals, أَنْتُنَّ ذَهَبْتُنَّ إِلَى الْمَهَدِ. You all, speaking to a group of females, three or more, you all went to the institute. أَيْنَ ذَهَبْتُنَّ? Where did you all go? Feminine plural. لِمَاذَا خَرَجْتُنَّ? Second person, feminine plural. Danny, why did you all go out? Okay, we turn to the next page. We're going to see just a brief analysis of what we just covered concerning the pronouns when they are connected to the verb. Second person. And actually, they show us a few different examples here. Okay, let's look at them as they come. At the top of the page 25, they have ذهبتو, and they're showing us that the root letters ذهب is the فعل. And two is the fa'il, yani the fa'il for the first person singular. Ana ذهبتُ. ذهبتُم, the root letters ذهبَ is the fa'il, and two, ta with dhamma, is the fa'il, and the meem, as I alluded to just a little while ago, the meem is alamatul jam'i al mudhakkari. Alamatu al jam'i al mudhakkari. Alama means the sign, al jam of plural, al-mudhakkar, masculine. So the sign of masculine plurality. Meme here. The meme is the alamatul jam al-mudhakkar. Zahabtunna, they said the root letters zahaba is the fa'il, the verb, and tu is the fa'il, and noon is the alamatul al-jam'i al-mu'annathi. Yani alama means sign, al-jam means plural, al-mu'annath means feminine. So the noon here at the end is the sign of feminine plurality. And then they give us some examples that are, some of them are correct and some of them are not correct. The first one, أنا ذهبت. أنا ذهبت. What's wrong with this? أنا is the first person, singular pronoun, and تا, I'm sorry, it doesn't say ذهبت. Let me put my glasses on. أنا ذهب. أنا ذهب. نعم, I'm sorry. أنا ذهب. Anna is the first person, singular pronoun, and Zahaba is the third person, masculine, singular pronoun, Zahaba, third person. So they don't match here, okay? So we have to make sure that the pronouns match. So this is Khata. The next one going across, Anna Zahabtu. Dani, I went, this one is correct. Anna is first person, singular, and tu attached to the verb here is also first person singular attached pronoun. Ana ذهبتُ, I went. Going across, أنتم ذهبوا. أنتم ذهبوا, you all went. أنتم means third person masculine plural. Second person masculine plural. And the wow and ذهبوا is third person masculine plural. So second person and third person don't match. You can't say أنتم, يعني ذهبوا, but rather, as it is in the next example, antum ذهبتم. Antum ذهبتم. Yani antum, second person, masculine plural, and tum is also for second person, masculine plural. Going down to the next example, next line, أنتن ذهبنا. أنتن, yani, is second person, feminine plural, and the noon in ذهبنا is third person, feminine plural. So second and third person don't match. This is خطأ. But in the next example, أنتن ذهبتن. Here we have both. Yani the separate pronoun أنتن, second person, feminine plural, matching. Yani ذهبتن. Yani also for second person, feminine plural. Okay, the last thing in this lesson, on page 25, it's the end of the lesson. It says the title Al-Alamu Al-A'jamiyu. Al-Alamu means a proper noun. Al-A'jamiyu means yani non-Arabic or foreign. Foreign proper nouns or non-Arabic proper nouns. What about them? Al-Alamu Al-A'jamiyu. It says concerning it, the foreign proper nouns or non-Arabic proper nouns, La yunawwanu. La yunawwanu, meaning it doesn't take tanween. And these are known as mamnu'un من الصرفي, يعني prohibited from making full changes, meaning they don't take تنوين like other nouns, and they also don't take كسرة when they are مجرور. Instead, they take in place of كسرة فتحة. So these are two things that are distinct about العالم العاجمي, or words in general that are ممنوع من الصرف. And from amongst the words that are ممنوع من الصرف are non-Arabic or foreign proper nouns. And then they gave us examples of يعني non-Arabic proper nouns. إبراهيم, even though it's in the Quran, but it's originally not an Arabic name. Most of the names of the prophets are not originally Arabic names. So they are foreign or non-Arabic proper nouns. Therefore, they are ممنور من الصرفي, meaning they call them in English diptotes. Diptotes. And diptotes are words that do not take tanween, and they don't take kesra when they are majroor. We studied this in the final two lessons of the Medina Book 1, lesson 22 and 23. We'll come to that in detail when we get to the end of this review. So, the point is what? Al-alam al-ajami, non-Arabic proper nouns, do not take tanween. They are what we call mamnu' min al-sarf on English diptotes. Examples: Ibrahimu, Yaqubu, Jacob, and Abraham, Jibrilu, Gabriel, Mikailu, Mikael, or Michael, Williamu, William, Londonu, London, the city in England, Pakistanu, Pakistan, the country. These are all examples of non-Arabic proper nouns, whether they're the names of people or cities or countries. Non-Arabic proper nouns are ممنوع من الصرف. They don't take تنوين, known in English as diptotes. And then they gave us two final examples. إبراهيمٌ, which is خطأ, because إبراهيم is a non-Arabic proper noun. It shouldn't take تنوين. And ويليامٌ, again خطأ, because it is a non-Arabic proper noun. Should not take تنوين. Okay, so this is the end of what we wanted to review concerning lesson 15. We still have a half an hour remaining. Just quickly, let's look at the English key for lesson 14. The first thing it mentions is antum and kum. These are second person, masculine, plural, unconnected pronouns, personal pronouns, and connected pronouns, possessive pronouns. And then they have nahnu and na, as in baytuna. And we covered all of this. Yani first person, plural, connected personal pronoun, possessive pronouns, and unconnected personal pronouns, nahnu and na, as in baytuna. Also, they covered here dhahabtum, second person, masculine, plural, pronoun connected to the verb, dhahabtum, kharajtum, jalastum, and the first person, plural, connected to the verb, na, as in dhahabna, kharajna, jalasna. On the next page, they talked about non-Arabic proper nouns do not take tanween, and we just talked about that. And they added here a point that's not mentioned in the sharh, and that is on page 42, first half of the page, it says, if, however, the non-Arabic proper noun has only three letters and is masculine, it does take tanween. For example, Nuhun. It's a non-Arabic proper noun, it's masculine, it has three letters, and it also, the middle letter has sukoon. Nuhun. So it takes tanween. Lutun. Jurjun. The point here is that non-Arabic proper nouns do not take tanween. They are mamnu min al-sarf. Unless they are what? Unless that non-Arabic proper noun has only three letters and it's masculine. And let's add here, yani as one of the conditions, it must also have the middle letter of those three must be sakin. Yani must have sukoon. So what are we saying? We're saying non-Arabic proper nouns, if they are masculine and they only have three letters and the middle letter has sukoon, then the rule of them not taking tanween is not applicable. Rather, they do take tanween. So you say Nuhun and you say Lutun and so on. The other point that they mention here that's not in the sharh is point number 6. We have learned that the mudhaf is definite by position. So when the mudhaf has an adjective, the adjective must also be definite. So, if the mudhaf doesn't have alif lam, but it's connected to a definite noun as the mudhaf ilayh, then it becomes definite. So therefore, if it has an adjective describing it, that adjective must be made definite by adding alif lam, even though, yani, the word that it's describing doesn't have alif lam, but that word is definite by position because it's connected to a definite noun. They gave us the example of baytu al-imami al-jadidu. Bayt here is definite because it's, the mudaf ilayhi is definite. And therefore, al-jadid, which is a not describing bayt, must be made definite. Even though bayt doesn't have alif lam, but it's definite, so the adjective describing it must be definite. They also mentioned on the bottom of page 42, ayu, that it can be marfoon with dhamma, majroorun with kasr if it's following a preposition, and it can be mansoob. That's what we covered in lesson 14 from the English key, quickly. And let's look at the next lesson, lesson 15. Lesson 15 is relatively brief. I mean, really, it's a continuation of pronouns, and it just has in it some charts, yani showing us, yani a schedule or chart of the pronouns that when they're connected to verbs, and also a chart of pronouns that are not connected, yani separate, unconnected pronouns, munfasila, and it gave us the two, yani adverbs of time, qabla and ba'da. That's basically what's contained in this lesson. So let's look at it quickly. From the top of page 26. From the top of page 26. Again, this is basically a summary related to pronouns. In the first part of this lesson, on the first part of this sharh, we're going to see dhamair al-mukhatab. But we're going to see the munfasil pronouns, yani unconnected pronouns. And they are also, yani, in the position where they are mubtada, therefore they are dhamair al-raf. Pronouns of raf, yani pronouns in the position where they should be marfu'un. But all pronouns are mabniun, so we don't say they are marfu'un, we say they are mabniun fi mahalli raf, in the place where they should be raf, yani marfu'un. In the second part of this lesson, on this page 26, bottom half of the page, we're going to see, yani, the connected pronouns, al-dhamair al-muttasila, yani those who are, that are connected in idafa, so they are mudafun ilayhi, yani, but mabniun, in the place where they should be, majroor, fi mahalli jar, mudafun ilayhi. So we're going to see the unconnected pronouns, that are pronouns of raf, yani in the place where they should be marfoon, and we're going to see the connected pronouns, mudafun ilayhi, yani that are in the position where they should be, yani majroor. So we're just going to look at these. All of them are dhamair al-mukhatab, second person pronouns. Second person pronouns. Okay, so we're going to see the second person, masculine and feminine, singular and plural, yani munfasila pronouns, unconnected pronouns. And then in the second part of this review, on the second half of this page, we're going to see the same thing, second person pronouns, masculine and feminine, singular and plural, but the connected pronouns that are in the alpha, yani in the place where they should be, majroor. Okay, let's look at that. And then we'll see the charts on the next page concerning this. Dhamair al-mukhatabah. Dhamair al-mukhatabi. The pronouns for second person. The first one, anta. Second person, masculine, singular. Dhamirun lil-mukhatabi. Al-mufradi al-mudhakkari. It's a pronoun, lil-mukhatab. For second person, al-mufrad, singular. Al-mudhakkar, masculine. Masculine, second person, singular pronoun. Examples, anta talibun, you are a student. Anta muallimun, you are a teacher. Anta mujtahidun, ya Muhammadu, you are a diligent, hard-working student, O Muhammadu. Notice that Muhammadu doesn't have its tanween, and that's because it's following ya nida, the one who is being called by ya nida, known as the munada, is going to be mabniyun upon dhamma. Second line, anti, second person, feminine, singular, separate pronoun. Second person, feminine, singular. It says, anti, dhamirun lil-mukhatabi, al-mufradi, al-mu'annafi. Dhamirun lil-mukhatabi, a pronoun for the second person, al-mufrad, singular, al-mu'annaf, feminine. Second person, feminine, singular. Examples, anti talibatun, you, speaking to an individual female, are a female student. Anti muallimatun, You are a female teacher. Anti mujtahidatun ya Fatimatu. You are a diligent, hard-working student, O Fatima. Again, Fatima here is the munada, the word that comes after ya and nida. Third line, antum. Yani second person, masculine, plural, separate pronoun. It says, dhamirun lil-mukhatabi al-jama'i al-mudhakkari. Dhamirun, a pronoun, lil-mukhatabi, second person, al-jama'i, plural, al-mudhakkari, masculine. Second person, masculine, plural pronoun. Examples, antum tullabun, you all are students. Antum muallimuna, you all are teachers. Antum mujtahiduna, ya tullab al-mahdi, you all are diligent students, O students of the institute. Here I'm going to make a quick note. Yani tullab al-mahdi, yani tullab is the munada following ya nida, but it's in idhafa. So there's a special rule for the munada following ya nida. When it is mudaf, then instead of taking a single dhamma, it became mansub with fatah. So we say that it's the munada mudaf, and therefore it's mansub. The sign that it's mansub is fatah. This is special to what? The munada that is also the first part of an idhafa construction. Next line, antun, second person, feminine plural pronoun. Dhamirun lil-mukhatabi al-jama'i al-mu'annathi. Dhamirun, a pronoun. Lil-mukhatabi, second person. Al-jama'i, plural. Al-mu'annathi, feminine. Second person, feminine, plural. Examples, antunna talibatun. You all are female students. Antunna muallimatun. You all are female teachers. Antunna mujtahidatun ya talibati al-mahdi. You all are diligent students, O students of the Mahad. Again, talibati al-mahdi is, talibat is, yani it's an idhafa construction. So talibat being the munada after ya nida, and also being mudaf, then it follows that same rule that we mentioned just a moment ago. That is, it became mansub. The munada that is also mudaf is mansub, and here it has kasra instead of fatha, and that's because talibat is what? Is jam al-mu'annath salim. It's a sound feminine plural, and sound feminine plurals have a secondary sign. When they are mansub, instead of taking fatha, they take kasra. Okay, going down to the second half of the page, now we are doing the dhamair al-muttasila, the pronouns as they are connected, all second person, masculine and feminine, singular and plural. Kafu al-mukhatabi, the kaf, yani the letter kaf, that is used for the second person. Kaf with fatha, ka, lil-mufradi al-mudhakkari, is for masculine, singular. Second person, masculine, singular. Ka, as opposed to ki, which is for second person, feminine, singular. Okay, so let's look at the first one. Kaf al-mukhataba, ka, lil-mufrad, lil-mufradi al-mudhakkari. Yani masculine, singular form of the second person, yani pronoun. Kaifa haluki, how are you doing? Second person, masculine, singular, speaking to an individual male. Baytuka jamilun, kaifa haluka. Did I say ki? Allah musta'an. Kaifa haluka, second person, masculine, singular. Kaifa haluka, how are you? Speaking to an individual male. Baytuka jamilun, your house is beautiful. أَهَذَا عَمُّكَ يَا أَخِي, is this your uncle, yani paternal uncle, oh my brother. Next line, second person, feminine singular. كَاف المخاطب, this is the كَاف that's used for second person, but this time كَاف with كَسْرَة, كي, that's for feminine singular. كي لِلْمُفْرَدِ المؤنثي, feminine singular, second person, feminine singular. Examples, كَيْفَ حَالُكِ, now we get كي, كَيْفَ Haluki, speaking to your sister or your mother or your daughter. Kaifa haluki, how are you? Baytuki jamilun, your house is beautiful. Ahadha ammuki ya ukhti, is this your paternal uncle, oh my sister? Next line, kafu al-mukhatab, the calf that's used for second person, kum, calf, dhamma, meem with sukoon. This is for, yani, lil jama'i al mudhakkari. Yani, plural, masculine. Second person, masculine, plural. Kum. Kaifa halukum? How are you all doing? Speaking to a group of men. Baytukum jamilun. Your house is beautiful. Speaking to a group of males. Baytukum, you all's house is jamilun, beautiful. Ahada ammukum ya ikhwanu. Is this your paternal uncle? Oh, brothers. Here we see ikhwanun lose its tanween. It became ikhwanu because it's the munada, yani after ya and nida. The next line, kaf al-mukhatabi, kunna. This is the second person, the kaf for the second person. Lil jama'i for plural, al-mu'annathi feminine. Yani second person, feminine, plural. Examples, speaking to directly to a group of females. Kaifa halukunna? How are you all? How is you all's condition? Speaking to a group of women. Baytukunna jamilun. I don't know, it seems that we got disconnected for a moment. So I'm going to go back to the kaf al-mukhatabi kunna. Kaf al-mukhatabi kunna. Yani second person feminine plural. Lil-jam'i for plural. Al-mu'annathi feminine. Second person feminine plural. Kayfa halukunna? How is you all's condition? Speaking to a group of females. Baytukunna jamilun. You all's house is beautiful. Ahada ammukunna ya akhawatu. Is this your paternal uncle, O sisters? And the last, the end of this page shows us the second person pronouns, masculine and feminine, singular and plural, ka and ki, and kum and kunna, and it gives us a rule. These pronouns, ka and ki, and kum and kunna, second person, singular, masculine and feminine, plural, masculine and feminine, tusamma, are named or called, the ma'ira muttasilatan, connected pronouns. They are used in connection as opposed to anta and anti and antum and antunna. These are the ma'ir muttasila, connected pronouns. They are called connected pronouns li'annaha, because they tuktabu muttasilatan bil kalimati, because they are tuktabu, they are written muttasilatan, connected bil kalima, connected to the word. They are written connected to a word. وَلَا تُكْتَبُوا وَلَا تُنْتَقُوا وَحْدَهَا فِي أَوَّلِ الْكَلَامِ. And they are not written, nor are they pronounced. تُنْتَقْ لَا تُنْتَقْ, they are not pronounced. وَحْدَهَا, by themselves, alone. فِي أَوَّلِ الْكَلَامِ, in the beginning of speech. Yani like أَنْتَ and أَنَا and هُوَ and هِيَ, they come in the beginning of speech and they are written and pronounced in separately, not connected. These pronouns are connected pronouns, that's because they are written connected to a word, not independent like anta and anti and antum and antunna. Wala tuktabu, they are not written. Wala tuntaku, nor are they pronounced wahdaha, separately by themselves. Rather, they are written and connected and pronounced connected to another word. They are not written or pronounced alone in the beginning of speech. So you see, they gave us examples. Aina baytuka, it's not in the beginning and it's connected to another word. Where's your house? Aina baytuki, where's your house? Feminine. Aina baytukum, masculine, plural. Where's you all's house? Aina baytukunna, where's you all's house? Feminine, plural. Again, all of this is dealing with second person pronouns. Masculine, feminine, singular, plural. Yani the munfasila, unconnected pronouns like anta and anti and antum and antunna, and the connected pronouns ka and ki and kum and kunna. Turning to the next page, we have two charts here. The first chart, and these charts, yani, you just have to understand how to use them so that you can understand how to benefit from them. The first chart is jadwalun lidhamairi almuttasilati bilfi'li. Yani a chart for pronouns that are connected. الضمائر المتصلة, connected pronouns. بالفعل, connected to the verb. pronouns when they're connected to the verb. So, they're going to show us the pronouns connected to the verbs. They're going to show us first person, and they're going to show us second person. First person singular and plural. And they're going to show us second person, singular and plural, masculine and feminine, connected to verbs. Okay, so here we have first person and second person. In this shot, we do not have third person. The third person pronouns were in lesson 13. Yani huwa and hiya. Yani the verbs dhahaba and dhahabat, and the plurals dhahabu and dhahabna were given in lesson 13. So those are the third person, masculine, feminine, singular, and plural. In this lesson, we only have second person and first person. First person and second person. Singular and plural. Masculine and feminine. So let's just go across the chart. Al-mufradu, al-mudhakkaru, al-mutakallam, al-mutakallimu. Yani the singular, masculine, first person. First person, masculine, singular. Ana dhahabtu. Yani masculine. Ana dhahabtu. Al-mufrad, al-mu'annath, al-mutakallim. Yani the singular, feminine, first person. Ana dhahabtu. We see there's no difference between the masculine and first and feminine first person singular form of the verb. Okay, now we go to the second person. Next line. Al-mufradu, al-mudhakkaru, al-mukhatab. The singular, masculine, second person. Anta dhahabta. This is masculine. Anta dhahabta. You went. Going to the feminine. Al-mufradu, al-mu'annathu, al-mukhatabu. Yani the singular, feminine, second person. Anti dhahabti. This is feminine, speaking directly to an individual female. Going down to the third line. Al-jam'u, al-mudhakkaru, al-mutakallimu. The plural, masculine, first person. Nahnu dhahabna. We went. Going to the feminine. Al-jam'u, al-mu'annathu, al-mutakallimu. Yani the plural, feminine, first person. Nahnu dhahabna. We see there's no difference between a group of women or a group of men saying nahnu dhahabna. The first person pronouns, singular and plural, are used for masculine and feminine. Let's go now to the second person. Al-jam'u, last box. Al-mudhakkaru, al-mukhatabu. Yani the plural, masculine, second person. Antum dhahabtum. You all went. Al-jam'u, al-mu'annathu, al-mukhatabu, the plural, feminine, second person, antunna, dhahabtunna. Okay, we had these yani pronouns connected to the verbs in the beginning in lesson 4. We had them in lesson 10 and in 12. And the third persons we had in lesson 13. And in 14 and 15, we had the remaining connected pronouns to verbs. This is the chart showing second person pronouns connected to verbs and first person pronouns connected to verbs, masculine, feminine, singular, and plural. The next chart is Jadwalun lid-dama'iri al-munfasilati. Jadwalun lid-dama'iri al-munfasilati. A chart of the pronouns al-munfasila, not connected. Okay, these are the unconnected pronouns. These are not connected to verbs. These are unconnected pronouns, yani the pronouns that are used as personal pronouns. They are not connected to verbs. They are not connected to other words in idafa. Okay, and as well, pronouns can be connected to prepositions as well. But in any case, here we see that these are pronouns that are not connected to anything. So these are the unconnected pronouns. Al-munfasila. And again, yani they broke down this chart into three charts going across, or three yani boxes. Al-mutakallimu, that's first person. Everything under there is first person. Al-mukhatabu, everything under there is second person. And al-ghaibu, everything under there is third person. So they're going to give us masculine, feminine, singular, and plural for al-mutakallimu first. And then the next box going down, al-mukhatab, second person. And then the next box going down, al-ghaib, third person. So we're going to read the boxes going down. Al-mutakallimu, al-mufradu, al-mudhakkaru. Yani the example of the pronoun, unconnected pronoun, for the masculine singular, ana طالبون, the pronoun أنا. Going down, المفرد المؤنث, يعني the singular feminine, أنا طالبة. The same pronoun is used for masculine and feminine, first person singular. أنا طالب, أنا طالبة. Going down to the plurals, الجمع المذكر نحن طلاب, we are students. Going down, الجمع المؤنث نحن طالبات, we are يعني female students. So we see again that نحن is used for first person plural, both for masculine نحن طلاب and for feminine نحن طالبات. Going across to the next box, المخاطب. المخاطب means second person, and here again we're going to look at the second person pronouns. The singular masculine and singular feminine, and plural masculine and plural feminine. First box under مخاطب, المفرد المذكر. The singular masculine, أنت طالب. أنت is the pronoun here, أنت طالب. Going down, المفرد المؤنث, the singular feminine, أنت طالبة. Unlike the first person, we see that the second person pronouns have a separate form for masculine and feminine singular. أنت masculine, أنت feminine. Going down, الجمع المذكر, يعني the plural for masculine, plural أنتم طلاب, you all are students. الجمع المؤنث, the plural for feminine, أنتن طالبات. طالبات, you all are female students. And again we see that there is a different pronoun for the second person masculine plural, أنتم, feminine plural, أنتن. Going to the last box, يعني الغائب, the third person, يعني منفصلة, separate pronouns. Again, we're going to see third person, masculine singular, feminine singular, masculine plural, feminine plural. يعني, let's start with the first line, third person pronouns. المفرد المذكر, the singular, masculine. هو طالب, the pronoun here is هو, for third person, masculine, singular. هو طالب, he is a student. Going down, المفرد المؤنث, the singular, feminine. هي طالبة, she is a female student. Again, we see here that the third person pronoun, singular pronouns for masculine and feminine are different. هو masculine, هي feminine. Plurals, الجمع المذكر, the plural masculine, هم طلاب, they are students. Next line, الجمع المؤنث, the plural for feminine, هن طالبات, they are female students. And again, we see that the third person plural pronouns for masculine and feminine are different. هم for masculine and هن for feminine. In this chart, they gave us the singular pronouns, both masculine and feminine. First person is أنا. Plurals is نحن for the second person, يعني masculine singular أنت, feminine singular أنت, masculine plural أنتم, feminine plural أنتن, and for the third person singular masculine هو, feminine هي, plurals, plural masculine هم, plural feminine هن. Underneath this chart, the rule is mentioned there, الضمائر المنفصلة تكتب وتنطق في أول الكلام. الضمائر, the pronouns that are منفصلة, يعني separate, unconnected pronouns. The unconnected pronouns, تكتب, are written, وتنطق, and pronounced, في أول الكلام, in the beginning of speech. يعني they are not, they don't have to be connected to something. You can start with them because they are personal pronouns, and you can start with them and they are written separately. The end of this lesson, the last thing in the last moments that are remaining are the two words قبل and بعد, both ending with فتة, and that's because they are منسوب. What does it say about قبل, يعني meaning before, and بعد meaning after? قبل وبعد ظرفان للزمان. They are both adverbs, ظرف, that are used for adverb of place, indicating of time, indicating the time in which something took place. Before this or after that. Yani before salat or after salat. قبل وبعد. Before a week ago or after a week from now. Yani before and after. These are ظرفاني, two adverbs, للزمان, for time. Adverbs of time. والاسم, and the rule concerning them is والاسم الذي بعدهما مضاف إليه. And the noun الذي, which, بعدهما, which comes after these two words, قبل and بعد, the noun that comes after them is مضاف إليه. يعني meaning, like we mentioned earlier, AU is always used in إضافة, and the word that follows AU is always going to be مضاف إليه مجرور. Likewise, قبل and بعد are two adverbs of time, and they are always used in إضافة, so the noun that comes after them is going to be مضاف إليه مجرور. They gave us some examples, and we'll close with this. سافر أبي قبل أسبوع. My father traveled before a week, يعني 1 week ago. Notice that the word following قبل is أسبوع, it's مضاف إليه مجرور. The sign that it's مجرور is كسر. خرجت بعد الدرس. I went out after the lesson. Again, الدرس, the word following بعد is مضاف إليه مجرور. The sign that is مجرور is كسرة. ذهبت إلى المسجد قبل الأذان. I went to the masjid before the أذان. And again, أذان, the word following قبل is مضاف إليه مجرور. The sign that is مجرور is كسرة. أسافر بعد شهر. I will travel after a month. يعني 1 month from now. And شهر, the noun following بعد is مضاف إليه مجرور. The sign that is مجرور is كسرة. And then they give us a breakdown of the how these words are used in a sentence. قبل أسبوع. قبل, they said, is ظرف زمان, an adverb of time. أسبوع is مضاف إليه, and therefore it's مجرور. Its sign, primary sign, being كسرة. بعد الدرس, بعد is ظرف زمان, adverb of time. And الدرس is مضاف إليه مجرور. The sign that is مجرور is كسرة. And I want to say here that both of these, قبل and بعد, are ظرف الزمان. And ظرف الزمان along with ظرف المكان, like فوق and تحت and أمام and خلف, ظرف زمان here, قبل and بعد. And what we studied previously, some adverbs of place, they all come under the title of مفعول في, which are generally said to be منسوب, and that's why they have فتح. There are some cases in which يعني there's some secondary rulings concerning, but that's the basic rule, that all words that are ظرف الزمان as well as ظرف المكان, adverbs of time and place, come under the title of مفعول في, therefore they are منسوب. The last thing that they mention in this lesson is قبل أسبوع. This is خطأ, because قبل should be مفعول فيه ظرف الزمان منسوب with فتح. بعد الدرس is also خطأ, because it's a يعني ظرف الزمان coming under مفعول فيه, it's منسوب, should be with فتح. As far as the English key, يعني what they mentioned in the English key is أنتن and كن, يعني the second person feminine personal pronoun and possessive pronouns, which we covered in this lesson, and also قبل and بعد, which we before that, ذهبتن, the second person feminine plural pronoun that's connected to verbs, we covered that in the شرع, and قبل and بعد, that they're always in إضافة, and the noun following them in the genitive case. And the other thing they mentioned is just the verb رجع, which means he returned. This is the end of what we wanted to cover today, lessons 14 and 15. I do advise everyone to please look at the English key, especially particularly to look at the vocabulary. We didn't have a chance in the last couple of sessions to go over vocabulary. But in any case, yani please go back and look at the English key and look at the vocabulary and make sure that you're up to par with the vocabulary. It's very, very important that you look at the vocabulary, and also to read the Arabic text at the beginning of each lesson. Practice reading that text in the original Medina books, because this will help you in reading comprehension and your ability to translate. And perhaps, yani after we finish this sharh, we might do a short course dealing with reading comprehension, yani for the purpose of yani improving our reading skills our comprehension skills, our translation skills, and even our ability to take dictation. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. May Allah bless myself and each and every one of you. And to improve our condition, to deal with our problems, and whatever we're dealing with in these days, to help us to improve in our studies and in our worship and in our efforts to seek nearness to Him. May He grant us success in doing whatever we do purely for His sake alone, in accordance with the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we remain firm upon that until we return to Him in a condition of being pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.